I'm sure he's a goddamn blood. This, he tries to promote the game even in America. P.S. I am a Christian and will pray.
Oh, get out of it.
And we'll pray for your recovery. Steve Puff.
It doesn't matter. I see off that Kasparov is the biggest cheat around. That doesn't mean a thing to him, does it?
Anyway, subject. This is data.
He's a Christian the same way Bob Ellsworth was a Christian. You know, Bob Ellsworth was a minister of the gospel. Can you be sure?
Okay. Yeah, and then, anyway, dude, Saturday, you mean he's a minister and he did that to you,
yeah,
my God?
Yeah, Bob Ellsworth was a minister or an assistant minister in the Worldwide Church of God. Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
Okay, buddy. April 24, 1999. Hello, dear champion, world GM, Bobby Fischer. My name is Taivan Bastar Yumjap. I'm from Mongolia. I very like your chess game. I listen first time in China, Chanjin, your voice. Today for me, very good occasion. Good day. My friend Mongolian big chess player Utumen played one game, 1917, Palma de Mallorca. Thank you. Please give me a return message. Sincerely yours, Taivan Ta'ar, Yumjap, Mongolia.
Yeah, I'd like to visit your country someday. Somebody had a calendar from Mongolia showing, and every month had, instead of pretty girl on it, had pretty camels on it.
yeah?
I'd like to take a look at those camels. It really sounds like a fascinating country. You know, I've heard a lot about it.
You only like to take a look at the camels? Only the camels? Okay, Bobby. A subject, chess set, from social work. Anyway, where can you get the chess set, like the one you use in the 92 match with Spassky, or the one that I've seen in photos of you analyzing? This is Brennan, sent April 28, 1999.
Yeah, well, the one I played with in Spassky in 92 is the original Dubrovnik set, and it's very, very rare. I mean, it's almost impossible to get one, or to get one if you can get one in good condition, you know. But it's absolutely, I think it's the best chess set I've ever played on. You remember it, usually, no?
Yeah, I saw, yeah.
It's just a joy to play with, the joy to hold, the definition of the pieces, the design. I mean, it's just a marvelous set, but it's very hard to get. I don't have it. As far as you've seen me playing and analyzing, that's another Dubrovnik set.
Yeah.
It was made later in Croatia. I got that in Zagreb around 68 or 70. And that's a great set, but they stole it. That was one of the things that was on the cover of Life magazine and many other pictures. I that was my set that I always used. I analyzed with it. I took it all over the world with me for years. I just love that set. And you remember, don't you, Eugene?
Yeah. It's beautiful, yeah.
No, I don't think this was back early. I think the set you saw was another set. No, you didn't see this original.
The original one. I saw only probably just a kind of imitation.
You saw a later one. This is the original one, Eugene. I love so much, I kept it in my safe. You know, like some people have their original jewels, and they keep it in their safe, and then they wear like fake jewels. You know
so where is it now? Where is it now?
No, the Jews took it. It's not true.
Oh, it's part of the mine. Ooh.
Yeah. So that picture you see me playing with, that chess that you see me playing with in so many magazines, I played with it on the cover of Life magazine, and also, so I think I'm playing with it on the the picture on the cover of Bobby Fischer Teaches Chess. It's the same picture that Bobby Young put on the website.
Oh.
That
okay.
Set has been stolen by the dirty Jews. That's worth a fortune. I mean, that set is worth easily hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe more. I mean, it's on the cover of Life magazine, you know.
Yeah.
That was stolen too, and I used to love to play with that because the wood was so hard, it was very hard to break, yet it was very, very light, perfect for traveling with, you know.
Okay.
And the balance of the pieces, the pieces didn't fall over, and the design, it's just a great, great set.
Okay.
But that's been stolen by the dirty Jews, so, I don't want you to buy that set, Brennan, you know, even if they offer, even if you could afford it. I don't want anybody to buy any of this stuff that was stolen from me up there by Beacon, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody should buy it, even if it's your intention to give it back to me. Don't buy it. Don't play that game.
Okay.
Nobody should. That's all stolen property. You don't buy stolen property, you know?
Yeah.
You know what they used to say? It's all in the hands of the Jews. Don't buy for them those pigs. You know what they used to say in Germany and back in Hitler's time? Whoever buys from a Jew, a filthy swine is too.
Okay. Okay, Bobby, subject, simply the best, okay? This is May 3, 99, from Azaleen. Summary of Bobby Fischer. Best there is, best there was, best there ever will be.
That's my poetry, huh?
Okay, yeah. Subject, chess, date, May 3, 99, from Juppy Jr. Having learned chess through your book, Bobby Fischer Teaches Chess, back in the early 70s, and after reading the book, Bobby Fischer Profile of a Prodigy, I have two questions. One, do you regard the writer of The Prodigy a friend? And will we see Fischer play again? I hope so.
No, I don't regard the writer of Profile of a Prodigy a friend at all. This is Frank Brady wrote that book, and it's got a very Irish-sounding name, but he's a damn Jew, believe it or not. And that book is full of lies. One lie in particular I just remember offhand. I haven't seen the book for years, but one lie really stuck with me. He's got me going up to the offices of some guy, and this guy's offering to sponsor me, but he wanted me to wear something or other with his name on it, something like that. And then I gave him a big, long speech, you know? That speech is fake. I did not give that speech. Frank Brady made it up. He's a goddamn liar. I will tell you exactly what happened. I went up there. I listened to the guy respectfully. I didn't like his attitude. I didn't like his vainglorious approach, just, you know, wanting me to advertise him or his company, whatever he wanted. I said, no, that was it. As we're going down the stairs and leaving the building, I started to explain to Brady why I didn't accept. And he took my explanation and turned it around and had me giving this guy a speech. This Frank Brady, you were a goddamn liar, you were a dirty Jew, you were no friend of mine, you were a parasite. He got his friendship with me. He said it was a private friendship. He was never going to write about me. And he just broke his word. Just a snake.
Yeah.
He wrote a review of the movie for this magazine. He wrote a review of the movie Searching for Bobby Fischer for the magazine American Chess Journal. He wrote it for, let me see, I have it right here. It was either for the premiere issue or the second edition, the second issue, and he praised the movie. He called it a great movie. The fact that I never got any money for it, it doesn't mean a thing to him, you know?
Yeah.
Only a great, great family movie, you know?
Yeah.
You're just a phony, Frank Brady. You're no friend of mine. You're just one more dirty Jew.
And then, okay. So, Bobby, and then he said, and will we see Fischer play again? Okay. So,
not the old chess you won't. I'm into Fischer and chess now.
Okay. We are running out of time, Bobby, so I will just read this last one.
Yeah.
And then, the rest, we'll do it again in our next interview. Okay, Bobby?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I have this in front of me now, this movie review by Frank Brady. This is in American Chess Journal number 2, starts on page 105. He has nothing but praise for the movie, not a word about the fact that I didn't approve the use of my name in this movie, and I'm not getting a penny for it.
Yeah.
You know, just it's a great family movie. Family movie. Well, I don't think it's a family movie because they're teaching the young people very bad values that it's perfectly all right to exploit other people for money.
Yeah.
That's not my idea of family values, Frank Brady.
Yeah.
an American chess journal.
Yeah. Okay, Bobby. Subject, best regards. This is dated May 4, 1999, from Jeff Fales. Hello, Mr. Fisher. This is 72.
Okay.
Hello, Mr. Fisher. I would like to tell you how much I have enjoyed playing and replaying your chess game. I was only 12 when you became the world champion. It was so exciting to follow each of your games. Over the years, I have collected many books, magazines, stamps, etc. concerning your games and career. You are my favorite player of all time. Do you have a picture of yourself that you can autograph and send to me? I would love to have it for my study. Let me know if there is anything I can do for you. Sincerely, Jeff Fales. From Echo Falls. Echo Falls, yeah.
In addition to all my other photos up there, I had a big stack of photos of me that was given to me by Kavalek up in, I think it was given to me up in Iceland in 72.
Uh-huh.
Big stack, hundreds of photos, which I would occasionally autograph and send to somebody. And of course, they were in storage too, by Beiske.
Yeah. Okay, Bobby. So I think, for the moment, I think, we can, you know, end with these responses, and we can do, continue it next time. In the meantime,
okay.
Bobby, I'll give you back to, June here, our, man, I mean, jack of all trades, you know.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Great.
Thank you, Eugene. Bobby,
yes.
You would like to...
I just say one thing. People say, you know, one of the people say I'm crazy because I'm so angry. I mean, I think I'd have to be crazy not to be angry. After all, this robbery of my stuff and all these other crimes that the Jews are committing against me.
Of course,
I'm a doormat. You just walk all over and I don't feel it.
Of course, Bobby, there's such thing as righteous indignation. Well, I would like to express our gratitude for your gracing this program. All the chess masters here in Pangasinan share our gratitude, and also to Eugene.
I want to say something else about Estrada. I don't know much about that case, that first lethal injection, but I don't think that was very nice. First of all, I'm against lethal injections. It's not a dignified way to execute someone. That's from the States. That's a satanic Jewish way of executing people.
Yeah.
Poisoning people, number one. And number two, from what I understand, okay, he raped a 10-year-old. That's wrong, very, very wrong. But I don't think it's for the death penalty. He should go to prison for some years for that. I think this guy is just, this president's a goddamn grandstander, you know?
We agree with you, Bobby.
You know?
Our only hope is that, while you are now in Hungary and that is a Russian ally, you are not driven from America to join the Russians, who are masters of the chess game.
What are you saying? I don't catch this.
I was saying that now that you are in Hungary,
right.
We don't want to believe that you were driven out of the U.S. to join the Russians, who are your opponents in chess.
No, I'm very independent. I'm sure if I were to live in Russia, I would I would have the same trouble there, too. You know, they got tons of Jews there, too, you know.
You know, Bobby, we chess enthusiasts here have very high respect for you as a fighter, because according to Eugene, a chess master is a great fighter. So with that, we would like to say thank you for having graced this program, and in behalf of the chess aficionados and our local masters, we would like to thank you for gracing this program.
Yeah, we were on live, huh?
Thank you very much. Yes, from the very beginning. Please make your parting shot to the great people of Pangasinan and Northern Luzon, because you're about to wind up the program.
Okay, well, thank you. What is the name of your radio station again?
DWCM, the greatest radio station in Pangasinan. DWCM. DWCM.
DWCM, yeah. I want to thank the radio station
DWCM.
M.
Yeah.
For giving me this opportunity to get some truth out. And, it's really, this really says something about the Filipino people, that their sense of fair play, you know, which is, I'm afraid, it's kind of dying out in the U.S. There's not much of that left. Even in England, which is famous for the British sense of fair play, they know where to reach me, the British. They got these interviews on the internet. They can contact me through Bobby Ong. They don't want me on. Nobody wants me on but the Philippines. And I really appreciate the Filipino people. You got a lot of heart, you know. You really believe in letting people have their say and giving people a chance, you know.
Thank you, Bobby, and to us, you are still our world champion in chess.
Well, I told you, I'm finished with the old chess, but I appreciate that.
Yeah, in the new Fisher Random chess.
Yeah. You'll see, once this Fisher Random ball gets rolling, it'll be unstoppable.
Yeah, we agree with that. Eugene has been teaching us the moves.
Yeah, although I think it's really great if you get rid of this terrible theory. This is just the real cancer on the game.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Here is Eugene for the podcast. Okay, Bobby. Thank you, and see you then.
Okay, it was great. Finally, we got through, no?
Yeah, it's incredible. I'm just very happy that DWCM had been very gracious to us, you know, that they allowed us, you know, to continue with more time, you know. So, very great people here in DWCM, and I'm very, you know, I'm proud of them because they're also Filipino, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, Bobby. I'll just call you. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, how do we get in touch?
What time are you going to be home, Eugene?
Ah, tomorrow. So what, I'll just get in touch with you.
Do you want me to call you tonight or tomorrow?
Well, that's right, because if you want me to call tonight, I'm in the hotel, let's say, in 2 hours' time, you know.
Okay.
Number.
You want to give me the number or what? Are we on the air?
Yeah, we are on the air. We can go, no? Wait, okay, Bobby, goodbye, Bobby, but I'll wait for you outside, okay?
Okay.
Wait, okay. Thank you, Bobby, bye.
Yeah, okay, so, yun po naman ang ating interview. Ako. Abe, alam ninyo, itong ating mga